Attitude facts list. If you follow a vehicle, especially a large vehicle, too closely, your view of the road ahead is restricted. If a lorry is overtaking you, but it's taking a long time, you should slow down and let them pass. Roads which have tram lines can cause cyclists difficulty. Trams follow diamond-shaped signs. You should only use your horn to alert others of your presence. And only flash your headlights to let others know you are there. If you're travelling at the legal speed limit and a car behind starts flashing, you should allow the vehicle to overtake. At unmarked crossroads, you should slow down and look both ways. If a driver is following you too closely, slow down and increase the gap between you and the car in front of you. Diesel fuel is slippery. You should check your filler cap is securely fastened to make sure that none is spilt onto the road. If a bus lane shows no times, it's in operation all of the time, that's 24 hours a day. On a dry road, keep a 2-second gap between you and the car in front. On a wet road, keep a 4-second gap between you and the car in front. And on an icy road, keep a 20-second gap between you and the car in front. You turn right at the end of a one-way road. Position your car in the right-hand lane. When you're in a traffic queue at night, to make sure you don't dazzle drivers behind you, you should put your parking brake on and release the foot brake. Toucan crossings are for cars and cyclists to use at the same time. Pelican crossings have flashing amber lights. Flashing amber means you can go, but you must give way to pedestrians already on the crossing. Puffin crossings have a sensor, so they can detect when pedestrians are still crossing. The traffic light sequence is red, red and amber, green, amber, red. You should never wave people across at zebra crossings. Emergency vehicles use blue flashing beacons. So this could be police, fire engine, bomb disposal and others. Doctors on call use green flashing beacons. Slow moving vehicles use amber flashing beacons.